film is called Fire in the Blood, and it focuses on the story of how AIDS medication was withheld from people in developing countries during the height of the AIDS pandemic in the late 90s and early 2000s. And I use that story to segue into the wider discussion of the whole system of pharmaceuticals and how pharmaceuticals are developed and commercialized, and how huge swaths of the world population are basically deprived of access to medicine.
What inspired you to make this film?
The initial inspiration was actually a newspaper article I read back in 2004 when I was working on another film in Sri Lanka. So it was all about the struggle for access to affordable AIDS medication. You know, it became a topic that I was just immensely interested in, and I was becoming frustrated that there was so little material out there that I could find. There was really nothing, and it seemed to be such a huge story, and I could honestly not believe that it hadn't been properly documented. So finally, the major impetus to make the film was really to create a document of this story, which I thought was incredibly important, and also as a tribute to the, you know, 10 to 12 million people that died completely unnecessarily because of the action of Western governments and pharmaceutical companies.
What is the main message of your film?
I often say that the film is not fundamentally about AIDS or even about medication, but it's really about money and power and how we treat each other as human beings. And I think, you know, the major message of the film is that we have to do a better job of sharing the commonwealth of human knowledge that is science, in particular sharing the readily accessible and affordable medication that is easily and affordably produced, but because of patent legislation is often withheld from, as I said, large swaths of the world's population, particularly people in middle and lower income countries.
What impact do you hope your film will have?
It was intended to be a conversation starter for the educated general public to start talking about these issues and to understand the implications of depriving the majority of the world's population of essential medicine that's easily and affordably produced. And I think it's really managed to achieve that goal. And now it's moved on from being a conversation starter to the point where now it's reaching into more of the corridors of power. And I think screenings that we've had for the United Nations family have played a big role in that, whether it be at the World Health Assembly in Geneva, whether it be at UN headquarters in New York, or at here in Vienna as well. So it's now getting to the point where it's because of the momentum it has achieved through the festival circuit and through broadcast in a number of key countries, taking that momentum to the corridors of power now, and I think that's going to have a big impact when seen by the policymakers that are really extremely important audience for a film of this nature.
What do you believe should be done to stop the crime of the century, as stated in your film, and help those who are affected by HIV and AIDS?
Fundamentally, the most important thing is that there can be no monopolies on essential medicine. I understand there are various mechanisms that have been discussed and been used in order to incentivize research and development into pharmaceuticals, and those are all important things to consider and use judiciously. But monopoly can't be part of the equation, because what's killing millions of people are extremely high drug prices that are only possible in the context of monopoly. So as long as there are monopolies on medication, there are going to be millions of people dying every month unnecessarily. For me, the absolute need of the hour is to make sure that we quickly change from a system which has monopoly at its center to one which uses other mechanisms, which have been used successfully in many countries, to incentivize research and development without depriving people of access to medicine.